Epilogue. Sama's eyes popped open. In the dungeon cell across from him, his mother and brother slept. He sighed and swallowed, mopping the sweat from his brow. The dream that woke him had been fierce, terrible. Horror unleashed in the land. He ran his fingers over the cold metal bars of the cell, thinking,
"Perhaps it's safer within than beyond."
Bezog and Ben watched a flock of dragons streak across the sky, zipping over the rooftops of Quintuclin. Their visits had been more frequent.
"Oh, that's not a good sign, is it?"
Ben said, squinting his eyes.
"Even I can feel it."
"So can I,"
Bezog said.
"So can I."
The pair took a seat on a bench in the city's grand garden. They'd spent much time there of late. An investigation of sorts. Bezog was tired of waiting on word about his wife and sons. He had to take action. He had to outsmart their enemies. He slid his hand inside his robes and rubbed the jaxite stones. During his studies, an idea had blossomed. He was learning how to harness their power.
"I will find you, Sasha. I will find you soon."
Brenwar sat inside the walls of Morgdon on a chair carved from stone, staring into the night sky. Warhammer rested on his lap. Home among thousands of his brethren, he'd never felt more out of place. He needed to be with Nath Dragon. Nath Dragon needed to be with him.